And Kathy Dawes now, along with some folks from Manhattan Parks and Recreation. We have Melissa Kirkwood, and then we also have Jenny Poppy with us today, and Recreation Supervisor. And, of course, Melissa, we're going to be talking about Arts of the Park, a very busy time of year for you also. You want to be sure that mic's real close to you there, but kind of fill us in. It's hard to believe, but it's kind of getting to be summer out there.
It is. It's like the unofficial start of summer, kind of that Memorial Day kickoff of our pools open this weekend, and Arts in the Park actually starts this Friday. So we're excited. We have a full lineup all June and July every Friday. We'll have acts that vary through the summer, but our concerts start at 8 o'clock at the Band Shell in City Park. They're free for everyone. We have seating there, but bring your lawn chairs, your blankets, your, you know, anything that makes you more comfortable. But lots of acts that are family friendly, but we also have like some rock, bluegrass, indie music. We also have other acts through the summer. They're a little bit unique. I'll let Jenny speak about some of the unique acts that we have. But our first act this Friday is Jessica Page. Jessica was on American Idol, and she has a lot of different folk kind of sound to her. So it'll be a great kickoff to the summer, and lots of other special acts through the summer as well. But a couple of the unique acts, Jenny, do you want to talk about Aloft maybe?
I was introduced to Aloft Circus Arts because one of my friends from college, Alex Zolnerowicz, joined the circus. It was the craziest thing. He literally ran away and joined the circus. He joined Aloft Circus out of Chicago. They don't do circus like we think of with elephants and peanuts. It's more of the aerial acrobatics type of stuff. So they're actually going to come out to City Park on July 14th at 8 p.m., set up their own rig, and they're going to do some really exciting kind of Cirque du Soleil kind of acrobatics for us. So we're really excited about that.
Well, of course, circuses have kind of gone by the wayside, so it'll be nice to still get a little glimpse of that, though, at least.
Yes. You know, even though we was at Barnum and Bailey that we just lost, aerial acrobatics is really taking off, and there's a lot more people getting into that art form, so I'm really excited to see it live.
Very good. Well, anything else Arts in the Park-wise that you're kind of got going, Melissa, while we're at it?
One thing I wanted to mention also, a very special Arts in the Park evening that we'll have July. I know it's in July, but July 21st, we're going to have some additional things that night. It's our July is Parks and Rec Month nationally. So we're going to celebrate that throughout the entire month, doing different things around the community. But one of the things that we'll do July 21st is it'll be our family fun night. So we'll be doing kind of free Twilight swim and lots of different activities through that night to just kind of recognize all the things that we do in Parks and Recreation on an ongoing basis. So save the date for that one. And that act that night is actually a rap artist. So that'll be interesting. And then also just wanted to pitch our municipal band schedule. It is not on Fridays. It's on Tuesday nights at 7:30 at the Band Shell. But those are free concerts as well. So always trying to have something to do, you know, in and around Manhattan. But those are great, two great performance features that we have weekly. So
interestingly, I saw something on Facebook, you know, from this past weekend, and someone said, wow, where is that stage? It's like people still don't realize that we have it right in our own backyard here, Melissa.
Yep. And we did some work to that stage over the spring. So you'll see it's a little bit more spiffy. We've, you know, we've done a lot of work to keep it nice, and it's for the community. So we're really happy to be able to utilize it really on an ongoing basis.
And what's more American than having the old band shell there and, you know, band playing and that kind of thing. Jenny, maybe other things too that are planned, and I'm sure, you know, I think we were all ready for summer to finally get here. It's here. And so, I mean, just some other things that you have going on that you want to share with us today.
Yeah. Well, I do all the performing arts stuff for Parks and Recreation. We're really excited. Our Summer Youth Musical is getting ready to start on the 5th of this month. We're doing Beauty and the Beast. It's a huge production. Right now, we have about 140 kids enrolled, grades K through 12. We'll perform that July 21st and 22nd over in McCain Auditorium, and we're really excited for that program to begin.
Are you the lucky one that gets kind of be in charge of keeping them all in, you know, control?
Yes, we've got them separated into two different rehearsal spaces this summer so that we don't get overwhelmed with the numbers, but I think it'll be good.
Well, it does sound like a lot of fun. So a lot of them all get to take part in different ways. And
yes, we try as hard as we can to feature everybody at least once during the show so mom and dad will be able to see their kiddo up on stage and not just a sea of children.
Kind of a good first experience of getting on that stage.
Yes.
So it does sound like a lot of fun. Melissa, anything else that we kind of want to throw in here?
Just also wanted to mention the municipal band schedule doesn't start until next Tuesday. So not today, but next Tuesday will be the start of the schedule. And we also do things all the time in Parks and Recreation. We love the chance to highlight the arts feature that we do throughout the year, really, mm-hmm. because Jenny does she does dance. We have the drama, and we just try to keep something in there for everyone.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, it's interesting. I know the Thundering Cats are actually performing tonight. We got notice of that. So they'll kind of take the place of that municipal band. They were pretty busy yesterday with all the memorial services.
Oh, my goodness. But thankfully, it was good weather. And that was something we're really thankful that, you know, we have the opportunity to partner and participate in honoring everyone for Memorial Day, and we had good weather. So,
Chatted last week about the cemeteries and getting them in shape. And by the way, I'm hearing rave reviews of how beautiful they all were for all of the various ceremonies.
And it's really, you know, it's like that almost all the time. It's just people don't necessarily visit those places all the time. And our staff, I mean, small but mighty, really, in that element, but they work year round to keep both our cemeteries really, you know, up to par. And those are parks and recreation. And we have different ways that if people are interested in going to, you know, find their loved one or find some, you know, historical data, we have an app where you, or not, at, we have a map, a mobile map where you can find where your loved one's buried, because that's kind of odd if you've never been to a cemetery and you're trying to find that. We're trying to make it easy for you here at the city.
Very good. Well, Jenny, as you were talking about all the fun things you have these young people doing, and there might be some parents out there that reality's setting in that their child is home now. Is it too late to get involved? Maybe in this more recent production, but is it too late to get involved in some of the other things that are going on this summer?
You know what? It's never too late. With my programs, we'll let people even join a week late. So if you haven't signed up for Beauty and the Beast, you can do so at our website, mhkprd.com. Or you can even come into our office at 1101 Points or even call us at 785-587-2754 and register.
And I imagine you can take really any young person and figure out a way to teach them how to dance a little bit, sing a little bit.
We work on it all summer long. It's a great first experience, and they really get a more professional theatrical experience than they do in a lot of other places because we're lucky enough to get to use McCain Auditorium. And we have designers from Kansas State University coming in to help with our sets and costumes and props and things. So it's wonderful.
So much fun. Well, anything else this summer that we need to let people know about, Melissa?
Little Apple Day Camp is a program that we do summer long. It's pretty full, but there still are some spaces for those parents who are just reality setting in. But it's a day long summer camp program for youth, school age youth. So if you're looking for some of those opportunities, you can do that, as well as our zoo also does summer camp programming. We try to keep kids active in all different areas. And the Flint Hills Discovery Center also does day camp programming.
Very good. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. I think it is about 9:30 now. We'll come back and speak just a little bit with Gail Donaldson while she's here today with the City of Manhattan. Going to be talking, of course, about an app that's available and get some information on that. Again, you're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.